It is Monday, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're going to be spending a lot of time in the next few weeks talking to candidates for local offices, whether it's at the county level or a state rep or Port Huron City Council, which has a lot of candidates seeking the seats that are up for election this year. And that includes Chris Troy, who's running for Port Huron City Council. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I was surprised slash not surprised when I saw that you were running for city council. What prompted you to get into the race?
You know, I've been saying all along, I don't really have an axe to grind with the city. I'm really happy with the way the city's been moving along, which is why we invested into it by moving here. And it was one of those things where I knew there was going to be quite a large change coming up for the council. And I would really like to kind of continue to see the city moving the process that it's been going. So in order to do that, I mean, obviously things could always be tweaked. And so I just kind of said, you know, well, if I could be blessed enough to be elected and be part of that council, I would like to see it moving along the same way it's been.
What are some of the positives that you think Port Huron has going for it right now?
Well, obviously the explosion of downtown, just everything from the newer businesses coming in to the, you know, it's always had a bit of a nightlife. Now just the restaurants, again, the new clothing stores, the new possibilities, the loft living downtown. It's taking on, it's becoming an attraction, I guess, Hollywood itself. Well, we have a lot of friends, my wife and I have a lot of friends from out of town who come and they're like, oh my God, what a cute downtown. And there's so much going on at night. It's so great. And I think that's one of those things. You know, Paul, we talked before in the past and everyone who I talked to, I believe strongly in tourism. And I think something like downtown, the way it's growing, the new stores coming in, the lights, now the alcohol area, I think it's just such an attraction to people. It's such a unique city, being so close to the water, being so close to, you know, the historic district that's downtown. There's so much to see. I really want to, if I can get on council, I'm going to really push to try to make sure the rest of the world knows about your initiative.
How do we do that, though? I think that's the million-dollar question. Everybody says, look at, everything we've got going for us, the blue water, the downtown, et cetera, et cetera. I don't get why people don't know what's going on in Port Huron. How do we tell them?
Well, it's investment in advertising. It's investment in promotion. It's investment in bringing events here to this area that not only just take place at the convention center, but also take place on the water. Take place, you know, downtown or other areas. Those kinds of events are the type of things, you know, with me being so heavily involved in events, so Hot Wheels, have a weekend, now the porch concerts, I see what happens when people come from out of town. They come in, they come to your event, but while they're there, they look around and like, this is such a great area. I want to come back. And that's what I think we need to do as a city, is to continue to have these kind of events to draw people into the area.
I should back up and ask you the question that I should have asked first, which was tell us a little bit about yourself. I think everybody in town knows who Chris Troy is. We've had you on a number of times as a historian, an event planner, a filmmaker. But just kind of remind people who you are as they're making their decision on who to vote for Port Huron City Council.
My name's Chris Troy. I am a lifetime water area resident. I do work for St. Clair County RESA. Kind of one of my bigger claimed fames is the fact that I produced the Moment History video series, which takes a look at the history of the water area, local Port Huron and other communities. In 2018, my wife and I purchased what many people knew as the old Victorian Inn, and have spent time and resources to restore it back to its former glory. And so it's just, I'm one of those people. I'm very active in the community. I get bored. See, I guess you could say, Paul, where I'd like to have my hands in things and I like to see things happen. I enjoy providing, events and entertainment and things for the community to attend. And especially those type of things where people say, well, I don't know if that could be done. It's like, well, let me try to prove you wrong. And let me try to show you how amazing things could be if we could just do this or that.
So you've got a clear vision for this city, don't you?
I do. I believe that if we took a look at sounds like Saugatuck or much smaller scale, the Grand Rapids type print, I believe that this town could really be a major destination point. And not only in the summertime with the water, but in the winter too. There's so much neat things go on in this area. And I wholeheartedly believe that with the right direction and the right baby steps, you know, a city has to grow. There's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, I'm not one of those people that want to see everything blown up and start over again, you know? Like I said, I've been really happy with the way things have been progressively moving along. I think you do. If you can take a look at where we're at now, what is our 10-year plan? And that's the problem that I see with a lot of folk is that, you know, I want to do this. This is what's in trend right now. This is what's in trend right now. Well, how is that going to affect us 10 years down the road?
Yeah.
Because as we see, time moves by fast. And I almost had a Ferris Bueller line there. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I've always tried to plan far down the road just tomorrow. Because that's where our investment is. You know, 3 years has gone through some hard times. I remember the 80s. I remember the tumbleweeds blowing down the street at night. You know, and I look at it now. I once said to my wife on a Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, I was eating dinner out on a patio, you know, downtown, and people walking around saying, I can't believe this. I didn't think I would ever see this again in my life.
So you want to keep that going and build upon it.
I do.
All right. Chris Troy for Port Huron City Council, November 3rd, Election Day. Chris, we wish you all the best. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.